Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
So, for those of you just tuning in, the show opened up with what is essentially a story that's local, and I don't want this to sound like, you know, a local yokel radio show or anything like that, but sometimes things that are local have reverberations that can be worldwide, certainly nationwide. The issues at hand are as critical. So, you know, I've kept names and details out of this particular version of the events, but all those details are available over at freekeen.com for those that are interested in digging deeper into this. But what sparked an hour's worth of discussion is the continued examples of what happens when people are aggressed against in different ways. So we've discussed just within the last month and a half, there have been two very, very tragic occurrences here in our very own little town of Keene, New Hampshire. One, back in June, mid-June, a man set himself on fire, killed himself, self-immolated, in front of the local courthouse over a custody matter, which was very difficult for him, and he had gone to the end of his rope, so to speak, and decided to take his own life. And he took his life for the purpose of encouraging conversation. He wanted people to talk about what it was that he was interested in.
You know, I think he just felt that hopeless, and he was trying to convey that sense of hopelessness, and there was that sense, I think, of not being able to do anything, feeling completely helpless, and just trying to convey that in his last dying moment.
And he may have been heading out to jail. I mean, that's what he was looking at, was going to a hearing shortly thereafter, and possibly being put in jail in contempt of court because he had lost his job, was unable to pay the child support payments that he was being forced to pay. And so the idea is you put somebody in jail and then somehow they're going to pay the child support payments.
When you were mentioning the woman who used the really dirty needles that she got out of a beer can, and how if she'd been able to get clean needles, at least it would have been better. It would have been much better for her. The potential health problems would be a lot less.
It's called harm reduction.
Harm reduction. And my immediate thought, and it relates to this incident, my immediate thought is the people, there's so many people who are just like good riddance. You know, if that's the way she's going to be, then you know, good riddance. And they may not say that. They may not outright say that, but that's the attitude, is that she's this low, a drug user who doesn't deserve sympathy, who doesn't deserve help, and that's the attitude that fuels a violent drug war, and it's the same attitude, I think, toward this person, and anyone in his shoes is, oh, they're a deadbeat dad, and I've heard a number of these cases, and I've known people who, and I've heard what's expected of them, and I've seen them in a place where they're struggling just to survive, and payments are being demanded of them when it's a struggle just for them to survive and pay their own bills.
Right, and then they get arrested again for a violation of probation or something.
What is
like
the
that?
Real goal? It's the goal to help the children. If it is, then what does that do? Locking them up, what does that do? I think there's this really thoughtless, and totally without empathy, hatred. It's just this anger and that's just directed at them, and there's just this desire to punish. And
it's the belief that it'll solve a problem.
It's the whole punitive justice system, which is all designed to, spread out the misery. Like if you've inflicted misery on someone, well, let's make you feel miserable as well.
Right.
Instead of a restorative justice system, which is designed to try and heal the damage that's been done and try to make things better and actually try to prevent things in the future. It doesn't make any sense. This is totally an animalistic, vengeance-driven, irrational system.
Well, look at how people are behaving. You're absolutely right. And to some extent, that system is a reflection of all of us, right? And what people believe in general about what solves problems. And if you look around the world, there's plenty of examples of people who believe that violence solves problems. Now, they don't necessarily believe it in their own personal life, in that just a lot of people aren't violent with their kids, for instance. Some are. But in their social life and their beliefs about, you know, government and society, they believe that violence solves problems. Well, we'll just put the screws to these deadbeat moms and dads, and they will pay up.
You know, can't get blood out of a stone.
Yeah, exactly. But you will get a guy setting himself on fire out in front of the courthouse. Now, today, early this morning, a murder occurred in Keene, New Hampshire. And that's also, you know, these are unusual things for a town the size of 25,000. And so this murder occurs not because of a political statement, but because of ultimately political decisions that were made. Now, the murder happened because of allegedly a drug deal that had gone bad. And again, the details are over at freekeen.com if you care about that, because, you know, that's somewhat important, but not critical to the issue at hand. And that is that had there been no war on drugs in the first place, these two young men, one of whom is now dead with stab wounds to his heart and liver, these two young men probably never would have been in the situation in which they were in.
Highly doubtful.
Because you could go to the grocery store or to, you know, the head shop or to CVS, Walmart, you know, Walgreens, the pharmacy, and get the drugs you're looking for. And somebody made the claim, one of the earlier commenters over at freekeen.com made the claim that, so you just want kids to, you know, your kids are really irresponsible. You just want kids to be have access to cheap drugs, huh? Well, right now they're getting the drugs and they're paying a lot for them. And as a result, they're doing crimes.
You'll hear cops say it's easier for kids to get illegal drugs than it is to get legal ones like alcohol and tobacco.
You know, kids still get their hands on alcohol as well, so
they
I don't really even know
they
what
do.
That
is. I'm just saying that if that is your concern, the drug war is not the answer.
No, it's never been the answer. It's the history of prohibition is a history of violence, is a history of unintended consequences, and it's also, you know, it's at this point, they're predictable consequences. You prohibit something and predictable things will occur.
Yeah.
The same things that happened in the past with alcohol are happening today. And they'll happen again if you ban something else. So, I understand why people don't want to see this, especially if there are people who believed in prohibition. That you believe, oh, this is going to work. We're just going to crack down real hard. We'll teach them a lesson. And then they'll never forget it. Well, look around. They haven't learned. You can keep locking people up in cages. They get out, they want to go get high. That doesn't solve the problem. Someone who's addicted to drugs needs to be ready to end that addiction. They need to be prepared for it. They need to make the choice to end it. Usually forcing someone into treatment is not a very successful method of making them change. Their change has to come from within.
That's really true of any deep learning process. Any kind of true personal evolution has to come from within. You can guide people. You can give them information.
Sure.
There's a lot you can do, but ultimately the transformation has to start from within.
Absolutely. And when you've got prohibition around, that actually, well, it inhibits people because they're scared. They know that there's a cage out there waiting for them. If only the police were to find out that they are a cocaine user, that they could possibly have some coke or some other drug on their person or in their home or in their car. My goddess, I couldn't possibly go and tell the doctor that I have a problem. They might tell the police. And if you don't think that drug users are paranoid about that stuff, you don't know about drug use.
Yeah. No doubt.
Especially stimulants like, you know, cocaine. Which, by the way...
And the reason why a lot of people, when they have a drug overdose or something like that, are afraid to go to the hospital.
That's right.
And then that leads to yet more deaths. You know, someone needs to be able to go to the hospital and not have those sorts of repercussions hanging over them.
Shh, Dale, you can't talk about these things. It's wrong.
But again, people are dismissive of that. They don't care about those people. They don't really care about those people.
How dare you, Dale?
And good riddance is their attitude.
How dare you suggest solutions in this time of hurt? You should wait for several weeks before you say anything about what you might want to change, because someone might be offended. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, or you can say it now when most people are paying attention and maybe open to some new ideas. Bring up what you want. Tell us about your addiction experiences as well. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free, which include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, and if you click into the archives section, it'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all free for you. At freetalklive.com. gold.com. Gold and silver. Looking to get your hands on some of it? Well, I think that's a fine idea. I've done so myself, and I've done it through Midas Resources, which is an organization that we've been teamed up with for a long time, because Midas is essentially the parent company behind this company that syndicates this radio program, GCN. So when you buy through silver.freetalklive.com, or call 877-857-9938, you can get your hands on some U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and more, hand-selected for this purpose to make it easy to get gold and silver. And I think you're going to find the prices are pretty darn good as well. Go ahead and check around, and then go to silver.freetalklive.com and place your order for some silver or gold today. That's silver.freetalklive.com or 877-857-9938. As we continue here, talking about some of the consequences, the tragic consequences of the war on drugs, resulting in killings and shootings and just robberies and breaking and enterings and just horrible things happening to people, whether they're involved in the drug trade or not. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe you've been involved in this world. We did have Jay call in earlier from Wyoming telling his story about being involved in the seedy world of the black market cocaine user. And there are no end to these stories of just people ripping each other off, people doing really dangerous and stupid things because they couldn't get their hands on clean needles. And I think it's important to focus again on one concept, harm reduction. You know, a lot of people might listen to the idea of legalizing drugs and they'll say, well, I support legalizing marijuana, but I can't see legalizing all drugs.
In some ways, it's even more important because the potential harm is so much more if we don't deal with those things, with those problems. And we're acknowledging the problem. There's no doubt there's a problem with some of these really strong drugs. Right.
Some people don't want to.
And it's important to acknowledge that problem and to try to address it. So, yeah, I mean, that's the idea.
So harm reduction is an idea that takes into account reality. See, the people that believe that the war on drugs is valuable believe that, well, we can just change people. We can just threaten folks with violence, and then they'll behave in the way that we say they should. And they're under this utopian belief that through violence or through anything that they can change people.
I think they're also comfortable with it. So they're okay if they fail to change them. They're okay with them suffering for it because they deserve it because they're bad people. They're doing something they're not supposed to be doing that they don't approve of. And if that causes them to suffer tremendously, then they're fine with that.
But it's an easy way to cut off empathy. Yeah, that's an easy way for them to cut themselves off from actually empathizing with a drug user, or with a drug addict, somebody who would steal from
their grandmother. If you dehumanize that person, if you dehumanize them enough, then you don't have to care about them.
Well, and they do make it easy. Drug addicts do make it easy. Sometimes they do some really inhuman things to one another. And sometimes they do it to people that aren't even drug addicts, like break into people's homes and, you know, rob people, etc.
It definitely makes it more challenging to empathize.
So if you want to stop these sorts of behavior, there are ways to go about doing it. And ending drug prohibition is the way to do it. But don't take my word for it. Please, 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 go check it out for yourself. Go ahead. Go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's website, leap.cc, and you'll see a whole group of police officers, former cops, who understand this issue. They're not just coming at it from the side, you know, with an opinion. These are people that have been involved. They have busted people for drugs. They've spent careers doing it. And they realized, maybe at some point during their career or afterward, that what they did was wrong. They were hurting people, and they realized that while drug use is tragic and drug addiction can be horribly destructive to an individual and their immediate family, it's a personal tragedy, and using violence to solve it, using the war on drugs to solve it, an attempt, a desperate, pathetic attempt to solve it, it creates more problems than it solves. That's what violence does.
Yeah, in any case where people try to use violence to solve problems, it always, you might see some anecdotal evidence of some good happening from it, but it's always going to be more harm than good.
Absolutely true. So I'm all about harm reduction, living in reality where it's a good idea to help people, to offer assistance to people who want to get help, to people who want to quit being addicted. That's good. That's harm reduction. that's helping people. It's voluntary. It's consensual. Harm reduction is about helping people reduce the amount of danger that they're in. It's about accepting the idea that, hey, some people are going to do things you won't do. Some people are going to try risky things. Some people are going to jump off bridges. Some people are going to take cocaine. Some people are going to shoot up heroin. Some people are going to do these things, no matter how much advertising you put out about how bad these things are, no matter what kind of tactics you use, no matter how persuasive you are, no matter how great your campaign, your anti-drug campaign, someone's always going to try it. Someone's going to get hooked on it. And I am not callous like some of these people, and I don't want to see these people die because that's a waste. It's a waste of a life. It's sad. And I think that most people understand that. And I think most people would want to reduce
misery
that.
Misery all around. There are people who love them. They're going to, who are not drug users. If you don't care about the drug user, at least care about the people who are close to them.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's going to create misery all around.
So that's the idea behind decriminalization. If you look at Portugal, for instance, where they've had drug decrim for about a decade, there has been an incredible reduction in drug addiction. Like by 50%. That's
huge. I wonder
about
their crime. I wonder about crime too.
So it's all exactly as you would predict. If you go and look into it, the guys over at Leap have done this. Mm. You know, if you pulled up the reports and look at the details, crime's down. The addiction
actual
rates
drug
are down.
Addiction is down. That doesn't surprise me. Again, I think that some of these harm reduction tactics can be the first step that can lead to getting off of the drug. That can lead to ending the addiction.
Right, because it can open up pathways.
Yeah. The drug war is a roadblock to that.
So, your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Tyrone, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale. Hello, Tyrone.
Hey, Ian and Dale.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The drug thing. And, it's a shame that it happened. It happened there. Because I would have never thought. But, it's been going on in the quote-unquote urban communities, and this is every day, and it's never a big issue then. And, now you got a white teenager got killed up in Keene yesterday or whenever this happened. And now it's like an explosion, at least on Free Talk Live. And I'm like,
we live here, right? I mean, nobody outside of Keene is really going to pay attention to this. It's just going to be another dead drug dealer.
It's just it's just that this is where the show is broadcast out of, so it was more personal.
Tyrone, hold that thought. We'll come back to you here because I definitely want to hear more of what you have to say. Because there's no doubt there are places all around this country where this is commonplace. But that doesn't mean it hurts anybody any less. It just means that some people are able to turn their noses up at it and ignore it because it's not in their face. They can busy themselves with other things. That doesn't make those deaths any less tragic or any less damaging to those families. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's a group of liberty-oriented people coming together to work toward achieving liberty in our lifetime. Because we're not content to just sitting back and talking about things that go on. We're wanting to do something about it. We are doing something about it. It takes time, though. But more importantly, it takes numbers. It takes an amount of people who are active and are willing to do things, who are getting active to actually accomplish freedom. Because it does take effort. And numbers help with effort. So please, if you're interested in freedom, if you're interested in achieving liberty in your lifetime, please go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement that has already attracted over 11,000 people to sign on and say, I will move to New Hampshire and exert as much effort as possible to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can go and get the exact statement of intent. I mean, you have to understand what liberty is. You have to agree with, you know, in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free, which means allowing someone to make a personally self-destructive choice and offering them help, being there for them in whatever way you can be there for.
It just means not responding with violence.
Yeah.
You can respond all sorts of ways to help a person, but responding with violence is not helpful.
So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about what we're up to. That's why Dale, you and I are here in New Hampshire with about 1,000 other people that are here as part of the Free State Project.
Awful close, I believe.
But that doesn't include, that 1,000 number doesn't include the number of local liberty-loving people who've been here their whole lives. It doesn't include those folks.
We keep teaming up with them. A lot of people show up and get interested who are locals.
You know, I didn't go to this Memorial Day. It was, again, a young man was murdered in Keene, New Hampshire. We'll actually get back to Tyrone here as well, in Georgia. I didn't go to this memorial with the purpose of handing out flyers to people and recruiting them, as some people have accused, like, you know, you're just going to show up with a megaphone and start proselytizing people. No, that certainly wasn't the intent. But I did meet some people, and they recognized who I was. One guy was like, oh, you're from Cop Block. I've been thinking about getting active. How could I do that? And so, you know, this may be something that inspires people to get active who previously haven't been. And it's unfortunate that it does take personal tragedy for some people in some cases to do something, but that's reality, right? Sometimes reality has to smack you across the face in order for you to pay attention. Tyrone, in Georgia, you're in the thick of it, lived in urban areas, talking about how, you know, killings happen there all the time. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I didn't live in any urban areas, but I'm just saying I live right outside of Atlanta, so I'm kind
of
like
there's a lot of there's a lot, Atlanta has a horrible crime rate. That's my hometown, so.
Well, anyway, I'm just, and I don't mean to make light of the guy getting killed up there today, or whenever. When did this happen, anyway?
It was early this morning.
Okay, but today.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, my thing is, if you're gonna have a war on drugs, have a war on all drugs, or don't have it at all, because pharmaceuticals are by far worse than any street drug I've ever come across.
The addictions are pretty profound to things like
oxycodone. The number of deaths from them outnumber illegal drugs dramatically. Sometimes they're mistaking them, or even under prescription, even following prescription advice, even following the advice of their doctor, there's a lot of deaths from them.
And they cost a hell of a lot more.
But you have to understand that powerful corporations have lobbied and paid the government to have those drugs be legal and distributed massively and even subsidized. So that's the really big difference there. There's money that's going to the state apparatus that's keeping those drugs, even though they're incredibly dangerous, keeping them flowing like water.
I would guess Tyrone understands that. Go ahead, Tyrone, with your thoughts.
Well, I just want to say it was a case up in, I think it was upstate New York, maybe a month or two ago, where a guy broke into he walked into a pharmacy. And he killed like four people just to get his hands on some whatever he was looking for in the pharmacy there. You know, he just slaughtered four people for that.
Yep.
And these drugs are legal. So the whole war on drugs thing to me is just like, it's just, I just cram to understand how is this thing still going on.
It's crazy. Well, why is it still going on? Well, because, you know, the government profits from it, essentially. It's a major funding source for a lot of governmental agencies. So they have an interest in continuing the war on drugs because, well, it's paying their paycheck. And, you know, on the other hand, you've got politicians who benefit by touting this I'm tough on crime viewpoint. And both Democrats and Republicans tout this particular viewpoint. You know, the more time we put people in prison cells, more effective of a politician I am, is essentially how they promote themselves. And like it or not, there are a lot of people in America that just don't pay attention. They just don't know. And so when they hear these politicians saying these things, then they fall in line and they believe them.
And then, you know, and the stories about illegal drugs, you know, and how bad they are because it's always in the street. But if you legalize everything, you make everything accessible to everybody who wants to use it, then you cut out crime overnight, at least 50% overnight, I'm sure. And you can tax it or do whatever you need to do and let people do whatever they want to do safely.
Oh, okay, Tyrone. So you just want to let kids get their hands on drugs, don't you?
Yeah, if you legalize marijuana right now, I guarantee you, whoever don't smoke marijuana ain't going to go run and go get marijuana.
There are very, very few people. Yeah, you're right. Most people that want to use drugs are using drugs.
It's not hard to do now. Anyone with just a modicum of precaution can do marijuana. I mean, it's obviously millions of people are. So.
Yeah.
It's also worth pointing out, by the way, that when you've got prohibition, some drug dealers are interested in continuing people to get on more products of theirs. So they have an incentive to introduce, say, a teenager that's just using marijuana to something like cocaine. This is where the gateway drug...
Something more addictive and more expensive.
Right. This is where the gateway drug concept really exists. Marijuana itself isn't going to turn someone into a coke addict, but hanging around with the drug people in the drug culture may very well do that.
Well, I smoked weed for a lot of years when I was in high school, every day almost, and I never did anything but that.
Me neither.
Yeah, most don't.
In high school.
It's only when they look at it backwards, they look at people who do harder drugs and find out, oh, they did marijuana to start with. So marijuana obviously caused them to move on to harder drugs, but they don't look at it from the other direction and look at how many people smoke marijuana, and then that's all they do.
Tyrone, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, it's just a shame what happened up there tonight or today. And
it's a shame everywhere it happens.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
There's the other, you know, you're talking about the different motivations and why the drug war keeps going, because it's in the personal interest of certain people to do that. It's job security for a lot of police, because right now, you know, most of the people being locked up in prison, which is dramatically higher in this country than in any other country, are in there for drugs. And the other thing about it is, you know, when police stop someone and they have an opportunity to search their car and possibly catch them on marijuana charges, that's another thing that is fueled by the fact that it's illegal. The whole idea of having a substance that can be illegal ends up fueling all these illegal searches.
And confiscations as well.
Confiscations. Yeah, there's money in it for the state.
Yep. And in some cases, cars and homes. I mean, they'll take property from you.
Yeah. You know, even you know, a lot of that I understand, even if they get even if they're shown to be innocent later.
Good luck getting it back.
Yeah, good luck getting it back. It doesn't happen.
Or especially cash. There have been stories about people who've had their life savings taken out of the bank account.
Because it's assumed it's drug money.
Right.
If you have more than, say, $10,000, I can't remember how much it is. It might vary.
Any amount of thousands of dollars, the cops are going to assume that you're a drug dealer.
Yeah, you might just be someone who doesn't trust banks. And look at what banks are doing lately. And look at what's happening. I mean, that's not surprising. A lot of people are not going to be very trusting of banks in the near future. But they're all going to be considered drug users.
So if you have a story that you want to share, maybe you can relate to some of this discussion, whether it's about drug addiction, whether we're talking about cocaine, or, as Tyrone pointed out, pharmaceutical addiction. A lot of people do the same things. I mean, I had a roommate at one time who was shooting up oxycodone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and the deaths are way outweigh the illegal drugs.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Harm reduction, drug addiction, 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts, or you can bring up absolutely anything that you want. Plus, other prohibition-related news. I got a prostitution story out of New York City coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that we'll take $3 a month from you and toss it in with a bunch of other people's $3 a month. And we'll reinvest that into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcasts, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. A lot of different issues springing out of one horrific event, and that is the murder of a young man for allegedly a drug deal gone bad. And it's something that was completely preventable despite the beliefs of people who support drug prohibition or people that just believe that drug users are bad people and that therefore, you know, even if you were to legalize drugs, that, you know, this would still go on. And sure, there are some people out there that do wrong. And yeah, teenagers are going to be, well, they're going to make some bad choices because they're teenagers. They don't have experience in life. And so inevitably they're going to make mistakes. They're going to do stupid things. They're going to be irresponsible. But adding in the punishments of drug prohibition into a life of a teenager is not going to help them. It's not going to make them better.
Even just a marijuana charge will destroy a teenage someone's opportunity for college, all sorts of college opportunities and things like that, getting scholarships, and that alone is just massive. And how ridiculous is that? I mean, like you said, young people do make mistakes, and then they get older and they get wiser and they mature, but they can't mature out of these blots on their record,
right?
And things
those
like
will
that.
Hang with them forever.
That's such ridiculous overkill and such a ridiculous response to something that should be, you know, a learning experience that they grow from and learn.
It's a huge waste. So as an example to that end, here is one of the critics who, you know, these people are too chicken to actually call into the radio show. And I suggested over the blog at freekeen.com, where we've been talking about this, when I suggested somebody call in, one of the critics call in, oh, you're just trying to promote yourself. It's my blog. My radio show's linked there. I mean, Prometheus Unchained, your radio show is linked there as well. I mean, yeah, I mean, clearly there's always promotion going on here of these radio programs. But I honestly want these people to go ahead and you know, give their ideas a voice. Please, let's hear you explain it yourself, because it's not as fair for me to come on and reword what it is that the critics say. It would be more appropriate for them to speak to the audience themselves. Clearly, they want to be heard. They're posting over at Free Keen. But I guess they don't want their voices to be heard. I think that's what it
there's
is.
There's so much cowardice.
Yeah. Using anonymous names like Ian is an S-bag. Here, let me give you an example of what they have to say. You speak of lifting prohibition like it will cure the dirtbag problem. Lifting prohibition may reduce violence, but it will not end it, as you have been claiming.
Well, okay. No, of course it's not going to end violence. It's well, what's wrong with wanting less violence?
Yeah. It will be significant.
If they're conceding immediately that, yes, there'll be less violence. So why isn't that a good thing?
Go talk to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They will tell you it will be a significant reduction in violence. Maybe 70-80% of violent crimes and property crimes will disappear literally within, you know, probably weeks of this happening. I mean, at least if the market is allowed to truly take
over. I was
going to
say, it might take a little bit of time as the market opens up, as people
It depends on the decriminalization.
Because for a while, the same people will still have all the drugs, but that would change over time, obviously.
Right, but if tomorrow you actually, you had full decriminalization, which is, of course, completely unrealistic, it wouldn't take long for the market to respond, because if people knew that tomorrow they could openly start selling cocaine, you know, I don't think it would take too long for corner markets and such to start stocking it. Even if they were getting it from the same old black market sources, who knows? I mean, how the market would change in the absence of that violence, that original violence of prohibition that creates all of this other violence that kind of stems out of it. I think you'd probably see a change within weeks. So, back to this critic here. So alcohol prohibition reduced alcohol-related violence, says the critic, but it did not end it. We still have alcohol junkies initiating violence against their families and the public at large, which, by the way, alcohol is a dangerous, dangerous hard drug, a depressant. It's one of the hardest drugs out there. It's been ranked up there with heroin as far as its addictive and hard drug qualities. It's nasty.
But we're still better off than we were with it being under prohibition.
Right.
That's the point.
No doubt. And how many people, and I've never made the claim that all violence would go away and that dirtbags would go away completely, but how many people who've been on psychedelic mushrooms have hurt their family? How many people who have been on the cannabis have hurt their family?
Talk to any cop and ask them what would they prefer. What would you rather do, go and deal with an alcoholic or someone who's really drunk? Do you want to go deal with a drunk, or do you want to deal with someone who's high? And any cop will tell you, oh, I can easily deal with a high person. They're not prone to violence. They're chilling out. You can certainly make complaints about people who smoke a lot of pot, not being motivated and things like that. But compared to a drunk who's violent, you know, that the difference there is obvious.
Prohibition, he says, did not cause, or she, who knows, completely anonymous, prohibition did not cause the dirtbag junkie to become addicted and place such a low value on human life. The reason why junkies behave like dirtbags is because of the situation that most of them are in. They are in a situation where they need to get a fix, and they will do what it takes. If that means to give somebody, some dirty drug dealer, a blowjob, that's what they'll do. If it means to sell themselves on the streets, that's what they'll do.
If it means steal from their grandmother?
They will steal from their grandmother. They will do what it takes. And anybody that has known someone in this position understands exactly what I'm saying. And if you believe that somehow that problem would stick with us to any significant extent in the absence of prohibition, just means you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't understand prohibition. You don't understand its consequences. You don't get it. Please take some time to learn about this. Go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's website. There are plenty of other great sites with real, hard information that you can check out. Look at the studies. Look at Portugal. Look at the reductions in, you know, in crime and addiction and all these things. If you don't have the criminal aspect around drugs, you don't have a lot of the criminal aspects around the drug users. Period. That's not to say there won't be scumbags and people who go way too deep
in. And it's not utopia. It doesn't mean all the problems are going to go away. It just means we can find better solutions.
Yep.
It's a great start. It's a lot of harm reduction right away, and it's a great start for actually, you know, looking for some reasonable, realistic, nonviolent solutions to these problems.
This tragic death, he says, was not caused by prohibition. It was caused by addiction and disregard for human life. Yeah, it's not really a total disregard for human life. These drug addicts don't really want to rob their grandmother. In fact, I was talking to some of these folks that were at the memorial today, and some of them were amazed at how these two individuals had changed, because they had been friends, apparently, from what I understand. And the people that were there, one of them was telling me that, you know, her kids had played baseball with the alleged killer not too long ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they'd spent a lot of time with him, and that, you know, you never would have thought. Well, that's because drug addiction changes you. It can change you. And when I'm talking about drug addiction, I'm talking about like hard drugs like cocaine. It changes you. And then when you've got the money factors that are coming in about how you need to get that money, those changes will result in you doing things you never would have thought.
Oh, yeah. I've seen, you know, there's a commercial out there showing someone snorting up everything that they own, their car, their house, their everything. You know, it's just being – and there's an aspect to that that's yes. true. It's there's a powerful addiction, and it's really expensive because, again, because it's illegal, because it's a black market drug, that's what's making it so illegal. And so there's a truth to that. It's just unfortunate that is being contributed to by the drug war. That is being amplified by the drug war. You know, I'd rather them not be having their life be destroyed by the addiction before they can even try to resolve it and get help and do something about it. Again, harm reduction so that we can start taking steps to help people.
1-800-259-9231. That's the most empathetic position, is the position of understanding that people are going to do drugs and that we need to do what we can to offer help, to offer good information, which, by the way, that's something that really suffers in the black market, is good information about drugs.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting it now because of the internet more so than ever before, but, you know, hitting the streets with information, that's very, very, your average drug dealer isn't handing out usage pamphlets with his product. With good information on it. Just doesn't happen in the black market. There's more coming up here. Hour 3, your chance to share your thoughts about this or anything that you want. 800-259-9231. Do you have experience with drug addiction? We'd love to hear your story. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.